Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the news desk, I'm Emma McCarthy. Pope Benedict XVI has called on prisoners to remember the inner freedom that comes from rejoicing in the Lord. His words of advice and comfort are contained in a message that he wrote to prisoners in Malta during his April visit to the Mediterranean island, which was published on Thursday. In fact, the last of Pope Benedict XVI's public events in Malta was a meeting with young people. A group of offenders were invited to participate and indeed contribute to the questions that were posed to the Holy Father. The first speaker, representing those young people who feel in some way marginalized by the Church, spoke of all those young people who, like himself, did not fit comfortably into stereotyped roles. In his message to the men and women serving terms for offences in prison, Pope Benedict responds with the words of St. Paul, who first brought the Christian faith to the island. "Dear friends," he writes, "I have received the message that you sent to me and would like to convey to you my deep appreciation for the sentiments that you expressed and for the support of your prayers. During this visit to the Maltese Islands, I come as pastor to greet all the people in the name of the Lord. Be assured that I shall be especially mindful of those who suffer in any way, the sick, the elderly, the housebound, and those like yourselves who are in prison. I pray that you will draw comfort from the knowledge that you share in the condition of St. Paul himself, who, although a prisoner, had the inner freedom to rejoice in the Lord, knowing that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord."
You're listening to Vatican Radio.